A very good evening. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Yavama Sayin Aleph, Yavama 71a, pagination is 141. We have a particular line, a concept over here, that I'd like to discuss, and that is about a third of the way up on the page. The Gemara addresses a case of Nolad Kishahu Mahu, a child that's born already circumcised, or so it appears. So the halacha is, at the beginning of a line, Tzorech lahatef mimenu dam bris. You have to remove from that location of the body blood of the covenant, which is basically like a pinprick, a very simple scratch. And that's the blood of the covenant. It's an act that qualifies under the circumstances for the equivalent of circumcision, being that the foreskin, the orla, is not present. Now, if you look at the margin where the footnotes or side notes are written, so this rule of mahul, where you have to do a mila on someone who there is no mila to do it on, because the foreskin has already been removed or it was born as such. So it's referenced in two locations. One place is the discussion about a ger, a convert, that comes, and he already had circumcision done, if that's the case. So how do you do what is essentially a very important part of the conversion process for a male is circumcision? So there's a halacha of hatofas dam bris to remove this drop of blood, a pinprick, which will achieve the covenant. The other place where it's referenced is by a regular case of a baby that appears to be nolad mahul, appears to be born circumcised, which actually, according to the discussion of the topic, it's probable or possible that it's actually an orla kevusha, a hidden orla or an attached orla, where the foreskin blends with the actual skin to the point that it's not recognizable. And if circumcision would be done in such a case, it would take an extremely expert moel, and even then, we're not allowed to in any way endanger the child for the sake of the mitzvah. So in many cases, even a very good moel will say this just is not something that we're able to do. It shows up in Gemara as something that is a difficult case. What's interesting is the literature on how this scratch or pinprick is supposed to be done. In particular, what location is it supposed to be done in? So, if you're doing hatofas dam bris in the case of a ger who no longer has a foreskin, so it is probable that the location for that hatofas dam bris is where the foreskin would be if it was there growing out of the body, and where the incision would be made if there was a regular conventional mila taking place. If, however, we're worried about an orla kevusha, that the orla, the foreskin, is embedded in the skin at the tip of the male member, so then the location for this activity, the location for this pinprick or scratch, or whatever we are going to be willing to do, is actually going to be further towards the tip, which is the place where the foreskin theoretically is. There are moalim who would go ahead and would do this simple pinprick, which, if it's done properly, is barely felt. They would do it both at the place where the foreskin would emerge, as well as closer to the tip, because in this way they're covering themselves on both possibilities of where the mila is supposed to take place. There's a beautiful Dvar Torah which I'd like to share on the topic of Nolad Mahul. In Parshas Vayishlach, we find that Yaakov Avinu is engaged in a battle, a wrestling match, with Saro Shal Esav, the minister of Esav, the angelic representative of Esav. And this angel is only able to hurt him in one place. His yerech, his thigh, near the place of the milah. One of the Mefarshim in Medrash Rabbah, the Eitz Yosef, writes that the reason that Yaakov was vulnerable in that one place is because Yaakov Ishtam, Yaakov was born mahul, circumcised. And therefore, whether they did Atavas Dam Bris or whatever, but in terms of a mitzvah, even though we think of a Nolad Mahul as a lofty person, a great person, but nevertheless, for all of that loftiness, he's actually missing a mitzvah. And the energy that's achieved through doing a mitzvah was not present, and therefore the Eitz Yosef writes that Yaakov was vulnerable near that location of the mitzvah, and that's where the Saro Shel Esav was able to damage him. Fascinating insight that even though Nolad Mahul is considered a praise, but the bottom line is that you don't have the same energy from the mitzvah. Let's turn on to Amud Beis, and there's one thought that I wanted to share over here. The Gemara quotes a braisa, Kevan sheyotza la'avir ha'olam, about 15 lines from the top. Once a child emerges into the world, meaning at birth, niftach hasosom v'nistam ha'pasuach. What was closed until now gets opened, and what's opened gets closed. At that moment of birth, there's a switch from nurturing the fetus through the umbilical cord, and suddenly the umbilical cord seals itself up, and instead the newborn baby is nurtured from its mouth. Until that point, the mouth remained closed. If the mouth would open in utero, the child would be in big trouble. Shel molekein, if not for that split second switch, en yochal lichyos afilo shoa achas, the child would not be able to live even one moment. This Gemara is brought in the chapter of Shulchan Aruch regarding the bracha of Asher Yotzar, the bathroom bracha. According to the Mechaber, the correct wording at the end of the bracha is afilu sha'a achas. If the things that are supposed to be closed in our body or opened in our body would be reversed, we would not be able to survive even one moment. And the question, of course, is that doesn't seem to really be true. Even one moment, we find that sometimes something is open or closed incorrectly, and the person still survives for a period of time. Person's mouth would be closed. He wouldn't die instantly. What does it mean, afilu sha'a achas? So the Mishnah Berurah says that Ashkenazim do not have the minhag to say afilu sha'a achas. We don't say that. That's not part of the bracha. But Rabbi Yosef Cairo, writing Shulchan Aruch, did include it, and according to the minhag he's describing, he explores what exactly is the meaning of that phrase. And the Mechaber, in one understanding, essentially quotes this Gemara, makes reference to the moment of birth. And at that moment, indeed, afilu sho'achas, the child would come out and wouldn't breathe, for example. So the hospital staff would call code. That's extremely dangerous. Afilu sho'achas, at that moment, that's indeed the human being can't survive. And when we make the bracha of Asher Yatzar, according to that minig, we're actually making reference for the human being's first moments of life. Yasher Koach, thank you for joining.